The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, July 22nd. What to know today about how President Trump is changing his tone on COVID-19 and what's keeping Congress from passing the next $1 trillion-plus relief bill. Also, we'll explain the newest debate surrounding the 2020 census and how it could impact your representation in Congress. Plus, Instagram's new fundraising feature, something new allowed on NFL helmets, and Walmart is ending a holiday tradition after more than 30 years. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. In the first White House coronavirus briefing in months, President Trump spoke about the severity of the pandemic right now. Remember, when the president held briefings back in March and April, he would usually strike an optimistic tone, saying the U.S. would defeat the virus or that it would go away soon. This time, Trump said, unfortunately, these outbreaks are only going to get worse before getting better. So he urged Americans to take precautions. Specifically, Trump asked young people to stay out of crowded bars and wear face coverings. Earlier this week, he called masks patriotic. Another thing that was noticeably different this time, the president was solo at the podium. Other members of his coronavirus task force, like Drs. Deborah Birx and Anthony Fauci, were not there to speak to the public. But they are still part of the White House team. Trump says to expect a lot more briefings like this as the pandemic rages on. And it is still raging. The number of Americans dying from COVID-19 is going up once again. The death toll had slowed after months of stay-at-home orders and other restrictions. Then yesterday, for the first time since May 29th, the U.S. reported more than 1,000 deaths within 24 hours. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are still highest in Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas. Those states also account for nearly 40% of new deaths. All told, the U.S. has now reported about 3.9 million cases and 142,000 deaths within 6 months. Well, we told you last week, U.S. intelligence officials believe Russia has tried to steal research about COVID-19 vaccines. And now there are accusations against two Chinese hackers as well. Prosecutors say they tried to hack into at least four American companies working on coronavirus treatment and testing. These hackers have a track record, too. U.S. government officials say they've hacked hundreds of companies and government organizations around the world for more than a decade now. And along the way, they apparently stole trade secrets and personal information. The U.S. says these hackers have helped the Chinese government in the past, but it's not clear if the government was involved this time. Either way, it doesn't look like they actually got any information or research about COVID-19, but reports say it still was a threat that distracted from the U.S. research. Well, it seems a lot more compromise needs to happen before Americans could see the next round of economic relief from Congress during this pandemic. Right now, Republican lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, and the White House all have different ideas for the next bill. One debate is about a payroll tax cut. President Trump is demanding that it's included. A payroll tax cut essentially means workers would get more money in their paychecks because not as much would come out of it for Social Security and Medicare. But both Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Congress have said they're against it. They say the average American would not notice much of a difference. Another sticking point right now, Democrats want to extend the bonus that's been giving 20 million unemployed Americans an extra $600 a week. That bonus is set to expire at the end of this month. Without it, CNBC reports people can expect to get on average about $380 a week instead of $980 a week. So what do Republicans want instead? They're on board with sending more direct checks to individual Americans. There's also debate about how much money should be in this relief package overall. Republicans are pushing to keep the next bill to about $1 trillion. Democrats want to see it more like $3.5 trillion. And the White House has been floating ideas that are somewhere in the middle. Even though it seems like there's a long way to go on this, President Trump and Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi both said they are confident a deal will be reached. It just might take a while. President Trump wants to make an unprecedented change to the 2020 census in order to keep undocumented immigrants from getting representation in Congress. Remember, the census is required by the Constitution, and it only happens once every 10 years. It's essentially a population count of the U.S. The information is used to determine things like where federal tax dollars go, how many members of Congress each state gets, and how congressional districts are drawn, all based on population. Well, Trump thinks the number of undocumented immigrants should be subtracted from the census tally when it comes to decisions about Congress. So he signed an executive order to make it happen. But here's the thing. It's not completely clear how to get that data. The census does not ask people about their citizenship status. In fact, the Trump administration tried adding that question last year, but the U.S. Supreme Court did not allow it. Also, for the 2020 census, two-thirds of U.S. households have already responded. The Wall Street Journal reports even if there were indirect ways to try to estimate the number of undocumented immigrants who answered the census, it would be very tough to get accurate data. And the core of this debate is also about the 14th Amendment. It says the U.S. should count the, quote, persons in each state. Well, civil rights groups say persons means everyone, not just citizens. So they call Trump's order unconstitutional. But the administration says persons is not specifically defined. The president also blames what he calls the radical left for trying to hide illegal aliens in the country. Expect this one to end up in court. To be continued. When football season starts this fall, NFL players will be wearing new helmet decals. As the AP explains it, this will be a way for players to honor victims of systemic racism and police violence. Each week, teams will have a choice to use one specific name, several names, or initials. All 32 teams will get decals for the entire season. This initiative comes a month after the NFL commissioner promised to listen to players' concerns about racism. But the NFL is not the only league making this kind of effort. Basketball players with the NBA are going to be wearing slogans on their jerseys. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor. As the weather warms up, Rothy's is here to brighten your day with comfortable, washable, and sustainable shoes and bags. I'm a big fan. My bright red pair of Rothy's shoes brings a pop of color to every outfit, while still being the most comfortable pair of shoes I own, no break-in period required. In fact, Rothy's has an always-changing array of colors, prints, and patterns you can choose from, as well as many different styles. And here's the other reason I love Rothy's. The company has kept more than 50 million single-use plastic bottles out of landfills and transformed them into their signature thread, which is then knit into beautiful, sustainable products. And get this, the shoes are even machine washable. So when you wear them for walks around the block, as much as I do, you can just toss them in the washing machine for a refresh. So go check out all the amazing shoes and bags to get for yourself or buy for your favorite person. Go to rothys.com/newsworthy for style and sustainability. That's Rothys, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Now, back to the news. Twitter is cracking down on accounts that spread the QAnon conspiracy theory. In case you're not familiar, the theory is that there's a secret plot against President Trump and his supporters. It also claims there's a large child sex trafficking ring within the U.S. government. But the FBI has determined there's no evidence to support that. So Twitter just removed more than 7,000 accounts that have been spreading this theory. The social media network said it will also keep QAnon information from appearing in trending topics and search results, and it's going to keep QAnon followers from harassing other users. Facebook also says it's preparing to take similar action. Instagram is testing out more fundraising features. This latest one is a new tool for personal fundraisers, so it lets people raise money for themselves, their businesses, or someone else directly from the platform. This will be different than the donate sticker that already allows people to raise money for supported nonprofits and charities. This would be more like a GoFundMe campaign, but within Instagram. The company plans to expand the feature over the next several months so users can share the fundraiser in both their feed and within stories. Keep in mind, there could be fees for personal fundraisers, and Instagram will still have to approve it before it goes live. Once approved, it'll be up for 30 days and can be extended if needed. Right now, the new feature is being tested on only some Android phones, but iPhones are expected to follow. Instagram's parent company, Facebook, already allows this feature. Since January, Facebook said more than $100 million have been raised for COVID-19 relief across the social media platform. Climate activist Greta Thunberg won another humanitarian award, but she's not accepting the prize money. Instead, the 17-year-old says she's donating it to people who have been affected by climate change. We're talking about more than $1 million. Remember, Thunberg is one of the youngest and most prominent figures working to fight climate change. Her efforts have gotten her nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize twice, and last year she was named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Two well-known hip-hop stars are facing off in a rap battle tonight, called the Battle of the Dogs. It's a battle between Snoop Dogg, who has had 43 Hot 100 hits, and DMX, who has had 15. The rap battle kicks off tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can watch it on the Versus TV Instagram account and Apple Music. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about the nation's largest private employer closing its stores on Thanksgiving for the first time since the 1980s. Usually, Walmart keeps regular hours during the day on Thanksgiving and then rolls out Black Friday deals in the evening. But not this year. The company says it'll go dark to say thank you to its employees who have been working through this pandemic. Walmart says it wants workers to take a break and spend time with friends and family. All right, thank you so much for listening today. As always, you can read more about any of the news stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com. Just click the episodes tab. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.